This is a Mary Baker Eddy Institute extemporaneous prayer treatment on the topic of mind, age, wisdom, or memory loss. Mary Baker Eddy is the discoverer, founder, and leader of Christian Science, the system of divine metaphysics. She states on page 146 of the textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, that divine metaphysics has now been reduced to a system. And on page 330, she states that there are 32 platform planks, and they are detailed in the following 11 pages, from 330 to 340. She states that if we understand those 32 planks and live the letter and the spirit, that we will be successful in our demonstrations of divine metaphysics, which of course brings forth healing. Are we able to focus so we can do that? Mary Baker Eddy received a letter from someone that was having trouble healing a problem of vision. Her response was, "Can you focus no matter what comes your way?" That's what we need to do with any challenge that we have. We must focus on the truth about whatever and whomever is involved and not accept anything less than 100% godlike qualities. If the belief is age, which supposedly is the source of a cause of loss of memory, we must remember Mary Baker Eddy's statement about that, stating that age is an opportunity for growth in wisdom. Are we monitoring the growth that we can record in wisdom? She says it's important to keep track of all progress. That, number one, will serve as an incentive to have confidence and conviction in what we were studying and what we were doing, how we were handling it. And we can learn from every experience. Mary Baker Eddy gives us a reminder as the introductory quotes to the textbook. Three introductory quotes are as follows. One, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Jesus. Two, "There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so." Shakespeare. Three, "Oh, thou hast heard my prayer, and I am blessed. That is thy high behest, thou here and everywhere." Mary Baker Eddy. No matter what we're working on, we want to always be searching for the truth. I believe what that really means is that we need to be revealing the truth about the particular situation to our thought, and we must accept it and practice it, live it, no matter what the physical appearance appears to be. We must not let any thought be retained that is less than 100% godlike, because our experience is determined by how we are thinking. What kind of thoughts are we letting influence everything that we think, say, and do? The Bible says we should pray without ceasing. It seems that means that we need to be living our prayer with every thought, speech, and action. Our prayer is based on our motive, and Jesus says that what we think is the same as doing it. All thinking is a sign to the synonymous term for God, which is mind. The Bible states that God is all. Therefore, we must defer any intelligence, any thinking, any wisdom. We must defer those to God. On page 591, which is the glossary, which is part of the Key to the Scriptures, chapter 17, mind is defined as follows. The only I or us, the only spirit, soul, divine principle, substance, life, truth, love, the one God, not that which is in man, but the divine principle or God of whom man is the full and perfect expression, deity, which outlines but is not outlined. If we appear to have a problem with memory loss, we need to remind ourselves what real mind is. It's always a good idea to confirm our understanding of what God is. Mary Baker Eddy defines it throughout the whole textbook, but two statements in particular are in the chapter on recapitulation, which is the very first of 24 questions, and it is just says, what is God? The response, God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. This definition emphasizes, in addition to the seven terms, four terms that come out of those seven, and one is incorporeal, two, divine, three, supreme, and four is infinite. She chooses other terms on page 587 to emphasize, again, all coming from the seven synonymous terms. She states this as the definition. God is the great I am, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-active, all-wise, all-loving, and eternal. Principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love, all substance, intelligence. She defines substance as that which is eternal and incapable of discord and decay. Truth, life, and love are substance, as the scriptures use this word in Hebrews. Quote, the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. Spirit, the synonym of mind, soul, or God, is the only real substance. The spiritual universe, including individual man, is a compound idea reflecting the divine substance of spirit. That's on page 468 of Recapitulation, chapter 14. Another good statement that can be utilized and also modified by substituting whatever the problem is for the word matter in the statement. And it is on page 468. It is the scientific statement of being. It states, there is no life, truth, intelligence, or substance in matter. All is infinite mind, and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. So if you wanted to substitute the word for the problem that is appearing as age or memory loss, you could simply say there is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in the belief of age as a source for memory loss or a source of anything else. And then you could add, like, there is no age in the kingdom of heaven, the only kingdom that exists. And you can go through the whole prayer substituting words and explanations like that. She defines the word good as God, spirit, omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, omniaction. If you think about those terms, you can apply it directly to the belief of age and the belief of memory loss. One could state that mind is always operating, and the real mind is our source. The real mind is all-knowing. Therefore, there is no memory loss, for God is all-knowing all the time. God is my knowing. Nothing can prevent me from deferring to God anything and everything that God wants me to know. And of course, the definition of God indicates exactly what we need to know. We need to know that God is incorporeal. In other words, not a brain that can deteriorate, made out of some kind of so-called pulpy substance, because God is spirit, as it indicated under the definition of good. God, spirit. And then the other four important terms that are omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, omniaction. So there can be no lack of action, for God is always in operation, and a so-called belief of memory means that it doesn't have access to, or it's unaware of, the information that is needed. One idea of many that would help is to automatically shift thought from being empty with the answer with the thought that God is the source of all supply and that includes the supply of knowing, all knowing, for each of God's ideas. One of the definitions stated that God was all wise, all loving, and eternal. We don't have to feel that we own wisdom. God doesn't give up ownership, just like mathematics doesn't give up ownership of a number, a digit, or a series of digits. We can reflect and utilize those without limit. But we can't have them and keep them, for that would mean that they are finite instead of an idea. That means that other people that may need to utilize them would be deprived of the ability to do that. The textbook gives us the definition of man as the compound idea of infinite spirit, the spiritual image and likeness of God, the full representation of mind. So we don't have any obstruction from our reflecting all of the qualities of mind. We're the full representation of mind. Another important quote from the Bible is the introductory quote to chapter 14 from Isaiah. And it says, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. It's telling us that we must take individual steps one at a time, because we are in the process of transforming our consciousness from one that is mixed with good and evil, immortal mind with mortal mind, mistakes with perfection. So we want to focus on cleaning out consciousness so that the truth will be seen. It is there, but we want to reveal it. Age is a function of time. Time is finite. There is no mention in the Bible about time being infinite. But it certainly does talk about God being infinite. So how could God be confined to something finite? God cannot be. God cannot be both good and bad, both perfect and imperfect. In Genesis, at the end of chapter 1, it states that everything that God made was good. Look for definitions in chapter 14, recapitulation, and in chapter 17, the glossary. Mary Baker Eddy invited certain individuals which were advanced in Christian Science to her final class, which was in 1898. She provided to the members of that class 7 prayer treatments, one for each of the 7 synonymous terms. I shall read to you the one on mind. Diapason of Heaven for Mind by Mary Baker Eddy. We can declare often, divine mind is my mind, and my mind is God. God is my mind, and my mind is good. I have an intelligent mind, a good mind, a wise, perceptive, discerning mind, a clear mind, a joyous, happy mind. Mind is God. all acting, all wise, all loving, all knowing, all seeing. Divine mind is enthroned in my consciousness. Mortal mind and matter and personal sense are not enthroned. Ignorance and apathy and materiality are not enthroned in my consciousness. God is my mind, and my mind is good. Mind is my God, and my mind is good. Divine mind is enthroned. This is the Word of God. We have to change the subjective thinking we have of these seven names from personal sense to spiritual sense and see ourselves and others as spiritual individualities, not personalities. This way is the only way. It is the way the Bible characters walked with God and ascended. Amen. It is September 24 at 16:59. Thank you for listening to this prayer treatment on mind. Age gives an opportunity for wisdom, not memory loss. The end.